mess it up. The remix is also done by a German guy, by Purple Disco Machine, a Grammy awarded German guy. How did this collaboration come about?
I was just listening to different mixers and stuff, and I thought they would do a good job. You know, I don't really know them personally, and I love doing remixes. And the first remix I ever did was on Miss You in 1978. You know, I've been doing this ever since. So I was very pleased with the way they did it. It's always been a kind of danceable track in my head. And so I'm glad that they did a good job, and hooray for German remixes.
In London, during the album presentation, we saw how excited you were about the album. How can we imagine the boost, the power push that this whole experience has given to you?
It's great. I think it's great to have for me. I mean, touring, you know, it's going to make touring more exciting in a way, because, you know, you feel that you've got something of now to do, and you're not just doing old songs only, you know, which I don't mind. Of course I don't mind doing old songs, that's great, you know, but it's also good to have new ones, and you know, it gives a new feeling that you can be going out there doing your newest songs in. And I think on this record, I mean, we already did one little show in New York in a club, so we did sort of three new songs. So I think there's, I mean, I wouldn't do them all maybe on the same show, but there's maybe even six songs of the album you could do live very easily. So and so we can take our pick and on different nights of the song. So it makes it exciting for me as a singer to be able to do something new.
So let's talk about the feature guests on the album. For example, Paul McCartney. Né? And there used to be a kind of rivalry between the Beatles and the Stones. Now he also featured you on your record, which would have been unthinkable in the past. Now he has tremendous success, also like you with your record. What's the connection? Do you celebrate?
Well, you know, it's funny you say there was a rivalry. It was pretty friendly. And then Paul actually did sing on a song in the 60s with us already. He sang on a song called We Love You, and he just sang, but I'd never actually played with him bass before. You know, I mean, I played with him in his house, you know, I played music with him, played guitar, he played the drums, you know. So I enjoyed the collaboration with Paul. He's a great bass player, he's a great musician all around. So it was great to have him on the track. We've been friends for so long, you know, and it goes so way back, you know, and John and I were also great friends. I mean, John was more acerbic and more kind of like, you had to watch out a little bit. But he was a very dry, witty, you know, sense of humor. But Paul is more of a kind of like a very, you know what you're going to get. And I used to go to Paul, lunches with Paul, you know, his house years and years ago. We go back really a long way. So it's nice. It's nice to still have that friendship.